FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's June 14th, 2017. Hope you were watching the hearings. Person you're about to hear from, his name came up in the Russiagate hearings when Session was testifying before the Senate yesterday, talking about David Horowitz. You know him well. Formerly one of the founders of the New Left in the 60s, written numerous books. His latest book is Big Agenda, Trump's Plan to Save America. Hey, David, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you.
Hey, so Sessions is being grilled by, I believe it was Senator Wyden from, where is he, from Oregon, I think. And he's berating him for taking these awards and not mentioning it on his disclosure form. And one of the awards that he brought up, of course, was yours. And like Sessions looking at him incredulously, because it's like, how many awards do you get when you're a senator? Everybody's giving you an award. I can't even begin to start remembering every award that I've gotten. And if I did get one from David Horowitz, what's the big deal? So you get dragged into this, David.
Yeah, I mean, the Democrats, it's a party of hate. They're witch hunters and they're character assassins. That's what they do. The attacks on Sessions are particularly unconscionable. I mean, they call a guy and prosecuted the Ku Klux Klan and desegregated Alabama schools. They call him a racist with no basis, in fact, or the basis is that he represented three voters who were defrauded by three corrupt officials in the NAACP. Just happens that the voters that Sessions was representing were black.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that doesn't bother Schumer. It doesn't bother that witch from Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren. These people... You know, look, we have a shooter today. He went out to shoot Republicans. He's a Bernie supporter. Geez, he must have been listening when the Democratic leadership, I forget who the figures were, but prominent Democrats were accusing Republicans of planning to kill a million children through their health care reform. Or even these CBO figures, like 24 million people are going to be thrown out of health care, which these are lies. And they have consequences when you're that vicious. Yeah, I gave Sessions an award. He's a wonderful human being. And I gave him, actually, it's an appropriate award, but Annie Taylor Award. Annie Taylor being the first woman to go over Niagara Falls in a barrel and survive. but I also gave an award to Adrian Fenty, who's a liberal Democrat mayor of Washington, D.C. And filthy lie that I'm somehow anti-Muslim. I'm not anti-Muslim.
Yeah.
Islam, you know, it's like, but not every Muslim follows the, you know, destructive principles of the faith. After all, the Prophet Muhammad has called for the extermination of the Jews, not repudiated by any prominent Muslim that I know. So Islam is problematic and it treats women as chattel. Gays can be killed, apostates can be killed, and so forth and so on. It's got a lot of problems. I mean, there are a lot of Catholics who don't, I forget what the figures are, but it's something like half of Catholics use contraception, which is, you know, forbidden by the church doctrines. Mm-hmm. So it's very possible to not be anti-Muslim, but to be critical of Islam. You know, this comes from the smear site, the Southern Poverty Law Center site, which is a disgusting site.
That's a hate organization.
You know, but there's no recourse. You know, for people they attack, but every Republican is practicing hate speech, according to them, the chief. The biggest hate site on the web.
Yeah, it's a madness. I mean, the Southern Poverty Law Center, I guess 40 years ago, Martin Luther King Jr., the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. was associated with, and it actually was maybe somewhat relevant then, but no more, right? So
I missed that. I'm sorry.
You know, that right? I believe Martin Luther King Jr. was associated with it initially, but this is what it's morphed into as a hate organization.
Oh, the Southern Poverty, it's a big scam. I mean, they're worth $300 million or something, saying some. Mm-hmm. Because they exploit people's concerns about the Ku Klux Klan and use that brush to tar every conservative group as tantamount to the Ku Klux Klan.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, you just go down the road with this. And, you know, what's the logical outcome of what it is they're espousing here? What do they really want here, Dave?
Yeah, that people are going to get killed. That's the logical outcome.
Is that what they want?
The Q has spent 6 months on the basis of not a shred of actual evidence accusing Republicans of being mm-hmm. traitors to the country, something that would be more appropriate if they looked in the mirror, considering their Democrat support for the Iran deal, mm-hmm. which gave America's mortal enemy and the biggest, most influential terrorist state, I mean, the biggest killer of Americans, the Iranians have killed thousands of Americans, saying that in other words, who manufactured the IEDs. But Obama, you know, built his foreign policy and allowed spies to go free, bribed them as part of the deal to give them nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
Obama is a traitor in the purest sense of the word.
Mm-hmm.
But Republicans are too tongue-tied to say that.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, maybe it's time for them to start coming out and saying it. I mean, Sessions was pretty outraged yesterday, wasn't he?
Well, I think properly so. I mean, he's not a guy. Sorry about that.
That's okay. We love dogs on FSN.
I've got to escape my chihuahuas. He's not a guy who riles easily.
No.
But it's outrageous to accuse him. I mean, it was a cocktail reception he was present at, and so was the Soviet ambassador people. He's supposed to meet people.
Yeah.
That's what ambassadors are for. And out of
madness.
You know, they insinuate that Sessions is a traitor. That's basically what it is.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, where did they get off with this here, David? I mean,
these are people madness. Who candidate for President Hillary. Her foundation was part of a deal that gave Russia 20% of American uranium.
Exactly.
I mean, it's grotesque. And it's partly because Republicans are too polite to ever mention things like this.
Doesn't it seem that way? There's got to be something.
You know, this book I've written, Big Agenda, I mean, it says you have to fight fire with fire. And that's the key. The Democrats' chief weapon against Republicans is to call every Republican a racist and every Republican policy racist.
Right.
But the Democratic Party actually is the racist party. It's the party of racial categories, of identity politics, that you judge people by the color of their skin, their ethnicity, their gender, everything.
Real projection.
I was going to say that you can't change, but every piece of your origin they judge you by. It's very anti-American and it's quite racist.
Yeah.
And they control every inner city of any size in America, every killing field, Chicago, Detroit, Ferguson, St. Louis, Baltimore. All 100% controlled by the Democratic Party and have been for 50 to 100 years. Every injustice in the inner city, every oppression, everything that's wrong that policy can affect, Democrats are 100% responsible for.
Yes.
And Republicans are too polite to mention.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, so when's their politeness going to end here, David? Is it? Are they going to get smart one of these days?
When Republicans get mouths on them like Trump. That's why I supported Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Look Hillary in the eye in front of 50 million people in one of those debates and say, you are a liar and a crook.
Yeah.
But she is both, but there isn't another Republican in the country who would say that.
Yes. Yeah, well, and then, you know, he's got these treasonous Republicans who are really not stepping up to the plate, right?
Yeah, they want to be like...
Yeah, well, get a dog, right? Get a dog if you're in Washington, if you want a friend. Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. There's got to be a way to resolve this, doesn't there?
Well, you resolve it at the ballot box.
Yeah, well,
people better come out and support Trump.
Yeah,
you then they better vote in 2018 for Republicans.
You sure would hope, but, you know, like, Trump's base is sticking by him, though. While the country club establishment Republicans doing their best to undermine him.
I think there's always this law of unintended consequences, and the Democrats, vicious, un-American, extremist attacks on Republicans, unhinged.
Yes.
Are driving Trump doubters, skeptics, and opponents into the Trump camp. I mean, McCain was really upset yesterday over the treatment of Sessions.
Really? He was upset? That's a first.
Trump.
That's a first. I didn't think he got upset any time.
Well, I'm telling you. I mean,
that's amazing.
You know, they treat... they've gone so far over the top that they're going to drive people into the Trump camp.
Do you think it's going to happen, really? Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Huh. No kidding.
Yeah, I'm talking about Republicans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Interesting. Interesting. Well, you know, wouldn't be the worst thing. Would not be the worst thing, right? So.
Yep.
So, God, it's you just got to wonder, do you think they understand that they've overplayed their hand yet? Or are they just going to keep going until they're totally repudiated?
Well, I think they're marching off the cliff.
Yeah, they're like lemmings, right? Aren't they?
Yep.
So
yep.
They're really like lemmings, and I think you're right. They're marching off the cliff, and you just can't believe that they can be, you know, be this idiotic, right? I mean, how can it be?
Well, I can't.
I guess you believe anything at this point, right, David? I mean, would you have believed?
I wouldn't put past them.
Yeah. I just am shocked that they really believe that this is the right move and that this is the way ahead. I'm just shocked. I really am. I mean, this is the party of John F. Kennedy, right?
No.
Yeah.
Not the party of John F. Kennedy anymore. It hasn't been for about 30 years.
Yeah, I guess not. Well, it once was, I guess, is what I'm saying, right?
That's the way to put it.
Yeah. So what do we do about it here? I mean, what should we do as somebody who cares?
Get active. I mean, the biggest problem with the right is that finds politics too good.
Yeah.
But the country is now at stake and risk.
Yeah, it really
is. I think everybody has to get out there and fight it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, it's time, isn't it? It's definitely time.
That it is.
Yeah. So, anyways, where's the best place to find your frequent articles, David?
Frontpagemagazine.com is my main site, frontpagemagazine.com.
Okay, frontpagemag.com. And we always enjoy your work. And it's always great having you on. Thank you so much. And we'll talk to you again soon. All right. Keep up the great work, David. Thanks so much.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.